here today. We are still in the live conference. Yesterday we started with starting right from day one, or starting straight from day one, and it was powerful. The Lord spoke to us. I hope you were blessed yesterday.
Yes.
Today we continue with the topic, now that you are straight, or now that you have started right, now that you are straight, or now that you have started right. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. We'll go to our fundamental scripture, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 4. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the passion love you had for me at the beginning. Think about how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works of love you did at first. I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place of influence if you do not repent. I read again, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the passionate love you had for me at the beginning. Think about how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works of love you did at first. I will come to you and remove your lampstand from the place of influence if you do not repent. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, can I use microphone now? Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, we need to come to a place as a child of God to understand that God intends to take you from a place of nothing to a place of abundance, like we established yesterday. God's intention is that you have an abundant life. And I believe you have an abundant life.
Amen.
Somebody, your amen is too weak.
Amen.
But the prophetic word that came to us, which is the emphasis of our teaching and word, is that you used to love God in a special way. You used to serve God in a unique way. But some way, somehow, God wants me to remind you that you need to come to that place, or else he will remove the lampstand of influence. In the Bible, there is one thing that brings a lot of influence in the Bible. And I'm going to share that thing with you today. Once you know that thing that brings a lot of influence, you will now understand God's mind and God's perspective on how you'll be blessed. Turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Look at the scripture there. He says, you must remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who giveth ability to get wealth. If you do this, he will confirm his covenant that he has made by an oath to your ancestors, even as he has to this day. So when you look at this scripture, there are two things that are very important I want to draw your attention on, which is the type of influence God gives to his people. The first attention I want to draw you on is that it is God that gives us the ability to have wealth. It is God that gives us the ability to have wealth or money. It is God that gives us the ability to have wealth or money. Two, he does that through the confirmation of his covenant with you. He does that through the confirmation of his covenant with you. So in this scripture, we see how God is making you, and we see why he is making you that way. We see how God intends to get you wealthy and why he is making you wealthy. We could see clearly here that his intention for you is that he is not just making you prosperous, but there is a covenant factor that becomes the purpose why he's making you prosperous. And before you come to God, before you come to the Lord, to make you a prosperous person, you must think about this carefully before you start pursuing your career. You start pursuing your home. You start pursuing your ministry. Why do you think God wants to make you wealthy? Once you understand the reason why he wants to make you wealthy, then it is not a problem for you when he needs or demands something from you. The reason why God wants to make you prosperous or to give you the power to be wealthy is because he has a covenant mandate with you that has a package of his intention. So in this scripture, we see not just God wanting to prosper you, but why he wants to prosper you. His covenant is mandatory. Glory be to God. Turn to somebody and say that God is going to grant you the power to be wealthy. And then say, tell the person that, and he is doing that by the basis of his covenant. And tell the person from day one, that is his intention. Wherever you are, begin to fire prayer. Just begin to ask God to give you power. Just ask God to give you power. Just ask God, Father, grant me the power to be wealthy. Pray. Holy Spirit, I can see from this scripture that you are the one that gives us power to produce wealth. Grant me that power too. Pray for that grace. Are you praying? Pray for that grace. Remember, the Lord your God, is he the one who gives you the power to be successful? In order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed on you, you can't separate the two. God is not making you rich. God is not making you prosperous. God is not making you anointed for your personal gain. Never. It's because of his covenant. You may be blessed to enjoy the benefits of being in this association or relationship, but the reason why God is blessing you is he has a reason why he's making you prosperous. He has a reason why he's making you rich. So begin to pray. That first part, his favor will fall upon you. That first part, that
He's the one that gives power. That one you can connect with. The stability, the practical part of aligning yourself with his covenant is what we are going to discuss. Pray, Katosha, can hear. Say, Lord, me to reveal to me, empower me to also be wealthy. Pray that prayer. Oh, somebody you enjoy tonight. Not by might, not by power. The idea, the mind, the idea, the talent, the way your brain works, coupled with the favor God gives to you, the job you are doing now, the things you are skillful, all of that is coming from God, and it is part of God's package to make you worthy. And you should remember that. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, you should remember it. Most people forget it. I will talk about it. But most people forget it. In fact, most people easily forget when they started job for the first time. How they used to walk till where God has taken them. Of the business they do, how God has lifted that business for them. Most people forget. That's why there is that word there, remember. Remember that what has made you strong and solid, comfortable than other people was because God was the one who gave you that power. By one stroke from him, you could have been far from your prosperity. You could have been far from that job that is earning, you're earning from. If God had turned one decision from you, you wouldn't have been in that school that has given you pillar now. Or that teacher that has helped you right now. Just by one stroke of God's decision, it is likely you will not be the one who is out of your mother's womb. It could have been another person coming out of your mother. By one stroke. So he's telling them, remember that I am the one who has put money in your pocket. Sometimes when you find people struggling with God over money, it is so sad. Because they believe that it is their effort that has made them who they are now. And it is God. Just that what he has been doing for you are not things you can see with your eyes. You can only see it through his word. You can only see it through his word. Do you know the people and the money people pay in order just to be alive? Because of the kind of sickness that is over their lives. So it is God that gives you power to be wealthy. Tell to somebody, if you are prosperous, and if you are rich in any way, it is God who gave you that grace. Tell the person. Have you met people who are mistaken in their mindset right now? Who think that what they have is because they work hard? When you take a car and you are moving to your workplace and you meet somebody on the way involved in an accident, it is not because you know how to drive well. That's why. Because look, somebody can just drive into your car. Look, the devil wants to kill you. It's not a joke. So for you to move from A to B is by the grace of God. I am telling you, but people forget. Don't make ever the mistake to forget that how you are looking now, everything about you, is because God allowed it. And by one stroke of action from him, you will never have had what you had. I'm telling you. And it is a clear warning before anyone becomes rich. Before you become more blessed abundantly, like we were speaking yesterday, put this on the tablet of your heart, write it with a metal pen, because many people Revelation chapter 2, please, they forget God. And God says, I will remove your lampstand. I made you what you are. That influence you have, I will take it away from you. And you will see whether you have the power again. So who you are now is by God's grace. And you should be grateful to that. It should make you praise the Lord. It should make you dance. It should make you happy. Lift up your hands. Begin to thank God for all that you have. Be grateful right now, including all the problems. Begin to thank God for all the good things that is coming your way. Pray. I want you to open your mouth and pray. Thank God and praise Him. Give Him worship, adoration. Obi, that's what if you go to school, who are those going to be? Oh, people are you using car? They didn't make sure the camera was so small. Master, oh, was it come of here? They can support the person to go to school. So, you didn't get any support by my confidence, you are done. That's why Job says, even though you have slain me, I'll praise you. Even though I'm going through trouble, I'll praise God. You think praise is for only the choir? You think thanking God is only for the choir? People forget this scripture. They forget that it is God. God is the one that has made you who you are. So when people are clapping for you, you are intelligent. When people are clapping for you, you are anointed. When people are clapping for you, then you are good. You are a beautiful person. Remember the one who has made you in that way, that you will prosper. That's why you need to thank Him right now. Bless Him. People are finished school. They have not got a job yet. Some of the people will. Recently, I saw one of my friends in a cult. And he was happy talking to people to join the cult. Once filled with God's hand. Say, Lord, I praise you. You are all that I have. Say it. In Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you. Amen. Let's continue. Now that you have started well, your number one challenge, which is also facing the church, is money. If all of you sitting here have a certain level of prosperity, what would you not do for church? I'm asking you a question. What crusade can the church not organize? We're talking to. That is this the other part. What cuisine are we talking about? What support cannot be given? What help cannot be given? Prosperity has been given to the church. The wisdom to prosper has been given to the church. But the church members don't like it. And do you know why they don't like it? Because they have a problem with fulfilling the covenant. Who is our covenant mandate? Jesus Christ. By His blood, He has redeemed us from darkness into light. So this covenant is not just Old Testament covenant. This covenant is a covenant that God said to Abraham, I will save your generation. And I'm not just saving them, I'm saving them to make them rich. Sometimes, is it not true that because of financial issues, sometimes when you even mention finance in church, you are angry. When you are raising funds, you are angry with us because you don't have money. You think that is the only church problem? No, it's not only church problem. When you are passing by the shop and you see a beautiful cloth, the problem appears there. So don't think it's only the church that is affected. When somebody close to you is sick and needs to be in the hospital, if it's money changing, your money affects. It affects every area of your life. When your younger brother, you could not have an opportunity to go to school. But your younger brother can have an opportunity to go to school. But you don't have the means. You look at a person. As the person is coding and enters together in the area, becoming a notorious writer. Or you see a nice t-shirt in town and want to buy it for your jolly jolly. And yet there could be a small thing. Listen to me. Today I will put inside you not just the spirit of wealth, but you will understand that the dynamics of the church, the higher dimension God wants to take us as a church, demands money. And why do you think it demands money? Because God Himself knew from in the scripture that to have a covenant with you, He has to push prosperity into the covenant. So look at the scripture here. How will you be able to fulfill your covenant with God? Let's say right now, you want to build a small church in your village. Even you don't have a place for the place that you are waiting, or you are still staying here with your parents. Put inside your heart to help 100 needy people. 100 needy people. Maybe when you are able to help 5 people who are in need, God says, I am taking you to the next level. I want you to sponsor 100 people. What is that? So let's remove the cliche and let's talk about reality. For you to be able to fulfill the mandate of God, you need help financially. Somebody's not saying amen to what I'm talking about. But you're not hearing what I'm talking about. Yes! That's why you can't play with your academics. Because the covenant of God is on you. That's why you can't play with your job. Because the covenant of God is on you. By your failure, others fail. By your lack, others have lack. By your prosperity, others have prosperity. So I can't play with my job. I can't play with my ministry. I can't play with my life. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
Turn to the person beside you and say that you are called to prosper.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say there is a covenant on you to prosper. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare upon you this year is a year of prosperity for this church. May you prosper in the name of Jesus. With understanding that you are covenantly mandated. There is a reason why God is going to prosper you.
Look, you'll be surprised.
We will come for your baby. And you have a bus. That is passing the whole church with you.
Amen.
To an orphanage.
Amen.
The orphanage will be 100 people, 1,000 people.
Amen.
And you will be giving each of them and the facility all the help that they need. And it will be cashed out. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. I prophesy again. You will be recorded as one of the astute people in the country. That they will look for advice from you. I prophesy. Because you are a covenant mandate of God. And by you being part of the God, many people's life will be changed. Many orphans will be changed. Many helpless people will be changed. By you being part of that, you will release God's mind for people. Remember yesterday, I told you about influence. God says, I will remove your lampstand, which is the influence. You see, some of you, God has given certain people's hearts to you. And it's not just that they like you. The reason why God opened their heart for you is not for your personal gain. Their hearts were open because God has a plan to reach to them, for them also to reach to others. That the same prosperity that is prophesied to Abraham ministry too. God does not want you alone to prophesy. He wants others also to prophesy. God does not want only you to say. He wants others also to say. He wants everybody to catch that influence of his power. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your right hand. Say, I am called to prosper.
I am called to prosper.
And say, I understand the reason why I'm prospering. Oh, I can't feel you say, I understand the reason why I'm prospering. And the reason why you are prospering is first because of God's agenda. For the world. God's agenda for the world. God wants to save the world. It cannot be only you. Somebody say, I'm rich for me and my children and my family. That is not all. Say, I am rich for me, myself, my family, and even when I still say it. One rich man was very, very rich in that area. The area needed a road, a tile road. Because when it rains, the place is destroyed totally. He has the money, the connections to fix the road. He did not do it. One night he was coming, not knowing the area had received a huge downpour. The road was badly destroyed. Not knowing that same area, the neighborhood people who were angry and have become thieves and gangsters were looking through the area, waiting to pounce on him. So when the car got there and was locked and could not move, they pounced on the man and they threw it. You think prosperity is about you alone? Really? You think that is why God made you smart? For you and your family alone? Even if you don't take care, the people around you, because another word for the word blessed is envy. When somebody is blessed, there is something that makes everybody know the person is blessed. And one of the Bible meanings of blessing is envy. Somebody, people envy you because of your capacity or your ability or the grace God has given you. By that basis, it can attract people to attack you. Just because you are blessed, just because you are capable, you will get a lot of challenges. By that basis. But when you stay in God's covenant way, you see that you prosper. Today, I put inside your head a higher agenda of God. Receive it against your selfishness.
Amen.
I said, receive it against your selfishness. So when somebody does not come to church, it should be your business. When we are calling for people to be in church, when we are asking people, when we are taking every step to expand the kingdom of God, it should be your business. Because it cannot be you. And you know what? It's so funny. Recently, I was walking in the hospital to go and pray for somebody. And lo and behold, the person who is on the bed I was going to pray for, the next coming there is my mate. When I got there, the nurse was not there. And the person was complaining to me how the nurses are treated. But when I saw my friend and we talked, and the person realized I'm related to the person, the attitude changed. Say, Charlie, now they are giving me special treatment because of you. That is what I'm talking about. If you think, look, you go there, you can pray in your house, cover your house, send your child to a school. If you are not careful, somebody will give your child witchcraft. If you are not careful, somebody will be the one advising your child how your child should behave. Prosperity cannot be about you alone. Then God, it means God does not have an agenda for this world. I said, then God does not have an agenda for the world. He has an agenda for you. Done. The boss should stop blessing us. Since God has given you your solution and the prayer you are looking for, your request, and you are looking for a relationship, God has given you one. But God is done. He should leave you. But when others around you are not prospering, some way, somehow, it should affect you. The Bible said Jesus saw the people there and with compassion he started crying. Because he realized that they were not guided. And when he's not there, how they are going to survive? And he started crying. Just by that, The Bible says immediately he started praying for people and healing the sick. I want you to tell to your brother and tell to your brother or your sister and tell the person that prosperity cannot be about you. Alone, say alone, say alone. Yes, that's the, prosperity cannot be about you alone. In fact, be on your feet, walk to somebody, say, prosperity cannot be about you alone. Just walk to somebody. Yeah, if somebody does not pray for you, you can't do well. If somebody does not support you, it cannot be only you. You cannot even do the whole thing. It has been God's grace. It has been God's support.
Look.
Listen to me. All Colossians said.
When I say that, means I'm greeting all pastors' wives and all pastors or whoever you are connected to. Amen. Now, let me tell you this. When you build a full house, how many rooms can you see at the same time?
In that bedroom, where would your bed be? The woman is your wardrobe, or will your wardrobe not be greater than your bed or bigger than your bed? And if you will be honest, is your wardrobe not already packed and heavier than even the size of your bed? You realize that even when you are prosperous and you are able to build all kinds of building, you realize that there is one corner in the room. And even on the corner of that bed, you are lying at one corner of that bed at a time. At the time you are sleeping, all the other rooms are empty. Yet you think you are deceived by the devil, but prosperity is about you. And sometimes the reason why you think it's about you is because you are the one God called to perfect. So it is so easy for you to think it's about you. But God says that no, He has a plan. And you are part of the plan. And through you, He will reach other people. Through you, others will find the light. Through you, others will be spiritual. Through you, others will start praying. Through you, others will start reading. Through you, people's life will change. Who are so selfish, so self-centered, that they lose hope of the call of God upon their life. People are insecure, that they don't believe others can even do it better than them. But there are people God has aligned on your path, that if you walk in the mandate of prosperity, you will take better. Now that God has granted you influence, what would you use that influence to do? Now that God is blessing you with money, what would you use the money to do?
Yes, you can give me reasons. And you know, exactly.
Sometimes you can be broken and discouraged by the people you are helping. But you know the reason why God called you? God called you because He knows you and there are few. That when others are giving up, you are that uncommon servant. Who God can rely on. That's why God made you who you are. Glory to God. I declare blessings upon you. I said, I declare blessings upon you. May you prosper in the name of Jesus. May you prosper in the name of Jesus. May you be wealthy in the name of Jesus. May you be wealthy in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May you be the child of God who understands why God is prospering. Making you wealthy, receive the understanding too in the name of Jesus.
Now, when the Israelites,
God brought them to the promised land, and I'm taking you in there, and they were prosperous. The land was filled with milk and honey. Before they got to the land, there were some people that were living there. God used the Israelites to remove them out. They were enjoying the land that was filled with milk and honey. They were like some of you enjoying now. Some of you were enjoying the blessings of your parents. You forget that blessings always have to increase and grow. Some of you are eating everything you have, not even saving any penny at all. Any clothes you see you want to buy, anything you see, there is no sense of progress. There is no sense of God's plan in your head. Look, sometimes you meet people who are wasteful. They meet people who are always planning with their resources. They say, these people are wicked people. When I asked him, he did not give it to me. You, even where you are, the little that is supposed to be given to you, you cannot manage it. Somebody at a higher level, more has been given to the person. The person has managed it, has been able to give you some. And you are still saying the person is a bad person. You don't know who you are. Because your level, which is as small, let's say your level is 5, you cannot manage the 5. Somebody is at 20, manage the 20, is able to give you 5 out of his 20. You couldn't even manage the 5 to even go 6 or 7 or 8. Yet you have come back to say the person is wicked. So you will meet some of these dimensions. And so it can cripple your heart. But don't let that move you. Don't let that move you. Why? Because we're in God's agenda. The Bible says, don't you know that it is a blessing to give than to receive? It is a blessing to give than to receive. So any Christian who is settled in always receiving does not have a prosperity mindset. Because you have to grow so that you can also grow. They were prosperous. Things were working well for them. Then they forgot themselves. And you know what happened to them? The king of Babylon came to take them away from the promised land and destroyed the promised land by burning them. Took them to Babylon and made them slaves. When God prospers you and you forget who you are, slavery is an option. Like I said yesterday, this has to be decided. Because when it comes to the word of God, God is clear what He wants you to experience and what He wants you to have. If you don't want it, the Bible says, I'll put life and death before you. He's asking you, choose what you want. But He even add on a verse to it and say that, but I advise you to choose life. You have decided to choose life. You have decided to do whatever you want. And because you have positioned yourself in that way, how best can you help the Messiah you said you love? Some of you said you love Jesus. Then Jesus will be knocking your door at any time He wants, any time He likes, at any moment He will be knocking your door. Knocking your door in different categories. Sometimes He will be knocking your door because your church needs help, a church member needs help. Sometimes different situations, God will be knocking at your door. You won't believe it. You know that someone is helping. God will still be knocking your door to help someone else. You, the one that is at 5, there is someone who is 20, he helping you at 5. There are people who at level 5. They think as for them they are not helpers. They think as for them they are not givers. They think themselves they are helpers. They think they are receivers. But even at level 1, God will use you to help somebody. The woman had an issue. Look, the woman who came to the well when Jesus was there. After Jesus finished with her, we could describe her mathematically as somebody who had wine. She tried to lie to Jesus. Jesus was prepared to find out all her secret life. But look at what she did. She yielded to the word of God and gathered all the men in the village for the Lord to speak to them. Gathered on one day. She didn't even wait for 2 days. Gathered people. Come and see. Started screaming. Come and see this man of light. Come and see. Even when we're talking about this church, you can see. You love the church, but I don't know, you don't want to express it. But that is part of the covenant for you to prosper. Somebody asked me, Bishop, why is it that when people come around you, they prosper? I said, it is not true. Those who listen prosper, those who don't listen, they don't prosper. Sometimes you can see someone come around, the Spirit of God will start directing them, and then you find them move another way, and then problem comes to them. They start even blaming, even you yourself, because they don't listen. Jesus saved the world as one man. As you sit there, you will save the people around you and even beyond you as one person. I thought you were going to shout, I receive it. prophecy that you're supposed to be on the promised land, the prophecy comes to pass. Some of them even died on the desert. Some escaped the problems, got to the promised land, and very soon they forgot. They forgot why God made them prosperous. When God was taking them there, God warned them explicitly and said that it's not because the other nations, they are not human beings like you, that I hate them. It's because they have not honored me. Some of you, God is lifting you up, placing you in positions and higher places. You are forgetting yourself quickly. Come back to your first love. Because it was that first love that made God open that door for you. Now they have to even beg you before you say God. They have to force you before you. I mean, some funny dogs, and you will realize that they are even Christian. You can see they have fallen out. God says, come back before I remove your influence away from you and make you more prosperous. Come with me to the place of the Spirit. Come with me to the place of power. Look, do you know when you have a God calls you? Not even your hair, not even your shirt, one of the nails you have fixed will go with you. Even the nails you fix that artificial nails, it goes off. Sometimes when it's going off, it even hurts you. It will cause you right now to be in heaven. You are not taking even one life. And you are saying that God has no purpose why He's blessing you. You think so? Think about it carefully. If you're not taking one single thing, material thing, whether it's prosperity or whatever you are getting there, death. And so it is the only supernatural things that will follow you. The Bible said those who die go with their works. Follow them. It's not the things about them that follow them. It's not their money that follows them. So the reason why God is blessing you here, there is a reason. There is a purpose. There is a reason why God is giving you what He's giving you. There is a purpose. Don't lose sight, child of God. Don't lose sight. Don't let the world take over your thinking pattern. Renew your mind quickly. These small meetings you'll be coming, these choir meetings you'll be coming, these prayer meetings you'll be praying is what is giving you credence in heaven. But the reason why God is giving you material blessings here, it is my purpose. That other people will join heaven. That is why He's giving you that influence. That's why He doesn't take it lightly when you lose that purpose. He says He will take your candlestick away. You think you cannot be, not like God born again. My spiritual father told me one thing, one of the early principles. He said, God can replace you. You can be substituted. Put that at the back of your mind, and you will always get to the end of the tunnel. God can use somebody better than you. God can even replace you more than you think. In fact, look at what Elijah did. When Jezebel was chasing him, he thought that he was the only true prophet. So he went to God in prayer. And when he went to God in prayer, he was trying to use the problems he's facing in his ministry to talk to God. I am the only one that is left. They are all attacking me. I'm suffering. God said, what do you mean? Being in Israel here, whilst there is a problem with this king, there are more than thousands of prophets who have not submitted to satanic things, who have not given themselves away, and they are still faithful to me. God was just trying to tell Elijah, if you joke, I will replace you. If you think you are tired of carrying my plan, you. Here comes a new season in the world. Everybody does what he wants. Everybody do whatever you want. Even you find people in church who are here to learn the things for God, who are here to come under submission, who are here to come under humility, you find them pompous and proud. You realize the world has taken hold of them and they are losing focus of the reason why God is prospering the church. Jesus emphasized. He says the blessings of Abraham will come upon you. Jesus was the one who emphasized it. And the blessings of Abraham is material prosperity. But why would God prosper you? Did you not hear Jesus say that it will be difficult for a rich man to go to heaven? Look at the adage he used. It's like a camel going through that hole of a needle. He's trying to tell you that though he blesses you with material, material things. Your hands and your leadership must be on top of it. And when you talk about blessings, some of you think those who have more than you show that they are blessed. The less you have, you see, listen to me. If God give you one and you can't use it, you are more even dangerous than somebody God has given you 10 and can't use it. Because you are just giving one. Even the one you cannot account for it. How much one goes one 5? So stop having that poor mentality. Because yesterday I taught you that when God starts with you, it will be 1 times 1. It will be 1. But next time he will give you 1 times 2, it will be 2. Then very soon he will give you 2 times 2, it will be 4. Now he will give you 4 times 4. God begins to multiply you higher levels. Not like you thought. Some of you are 1 times 1, so you think you have failed. You are 1 times 2. Because you think you are 1 times 2, you have failed. You are not a failure. I read from my Nathan's book. He came the occultic grandmaster. He said, one person who is the most weakest person, even in Christianity, is more dangerous than the witchcraft, their kingdom. It's more dangerous than the witchcraft kingdom. You are the one underplaying yourself. It's likely you have not renewed your mind. I'm asking you, if God is not prospering you, how will God expand his kingdom? I want you to lift up your hands, begin to pray, say, Lord, I submit to your plan of prosperity. Begin to pray, speak to Lord, say, I submit to your plan. Don't look at anybody, don't look at it. Say, I submit to your plan of prosperity. I'm doing well, I'm shining, whatever. I'm going to do my best because I know you are counting on me. I know you are relying on me. If you are working in someone's shop, God is relying on you. If you have your own shop, God is relying on you. If you are going to school, God is relying on you. If you are in your mother, God is relying on you. Whatever level you are, God is relying on you. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Matokayaba. Jesus died so that not few people will be saved. Jesus died so that everybody can have access to heaven. Because of selfishness, Jesus died so that there will be limitations. So that it could only be you. Yes, I know you have to be in heaven. But don't lose sight of God's agenda. When you set God's agenda as your prerogative, God will not also lose you. You will not be lost. Don't be afraid. It is fear that is making you behave that way. God is not going to let you or abandon you as you reach out. Sometimes you have a small amount of money. Somebody is asking for help. You know this person needs the help you need. That is when you didn't share that small help. And you see God bringing you better package than you have even thought. Some of you, it is the chaff, the. Some of you have never given anything that even cost you to God. You have never made any sacrifice to God. But you can save and buy a material thing that can easily die. Look, pray. We are here gathered. That in this thing happens tomorrow, we are gathering instruments that we can worship God. And your mind is because of the choir. Is it the reason why you think God wants to give us instrument? Do you think the reason why God is blessing us with things is because of the things? It's because of the people. It's because of the people. He is drawing people to himself. Jesus is drawing people to himself. He is drawing people from left to right to himself. You cannot keep. And sometimes when you are like that, when you are that selfish, you spoil the things of God. You stop the things of God. You stop the way God wants to flow. Why would you become a stumbling block? Pray, Lord, anoint me with understanding. Let me walk with your purpose of prosperity. If somebody like Hannah did not understand prosperity, do you think after God answering her prayer, she will give her child back to God? You love your son. You love your daughter. You love your children. But do you think God has not loved them more better? God even has an agenda for your child. That's why he's prospering you, that the child will continue that legacy. And look at what you're doing. You are rather drawing the child away from God. You are not even anointing the child. You are not even praying to the child's side. You are not preparing the way for the child. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. For Jesus' way to be smoother, a goat shall pass and die. And let God see a man and disobey. I declare a nation. Somebody, something supernatural is happening to you. God is changing his mind about you. He is changing his mind that he's going to make you prosperous. He's saying that it is you, it is you. It is you that he wants to make prosperous. Come and pray.
In Jesus' name. James chapter 5, verse 7. James chapter 5, verse 7.
James chapter 5,
verse 7. Anna came to the house of God, traveling in prayer, because she couldn't give birth. And they were laughing at her. Some people, when your miracle has not come, they are laughing at you. They are making fun of you. You have not aligned yourself in the prosperity mind of God. Because if God was going to reason with people before he blessed you, then I think none of us here will be blessed. If before God blesses you, you go and inquire from someone, I thank God that God is a sovereign God, that he does not consider the thoughts of you. He looks rather into your heart. You wait and see what God is going to do for you. He's going to surprise you. Say, he's going to surprise you. Your amen is too weak. Are you there in James? James chapter 5, verse 7. Look at what is there. Look at what he says. So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's return. Number 3. Think of how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the ground and is patient for it until it receives the early and late rains.
How many types of rains do the Bible have mentioned? 2 types of rain. The late and the what?
And the early.
And the early. Sometimes God positions you to do more and make you receive more. Sometimes God positions you to receive a late rain. And God wants you to be like a farmer, like we say in Terafio, that if you have a farming mentality, you'll be rooted for God. Because when you put a seed under the ground, it takes a lot for the seed to grow. Even when the mango tree is growing, some people are even urinating on it. It takes some time and then it picks up. God says, I should tell you, he loves you. He wants to prosper you. But you are not too late. Because he is never late. If somebody did not respond, amen to what I'm saying. I said, he is not late. I said, God is not late. You may think he is late, he is not late. He will come through for you. What you need to do is to have a family mentality. Have a family mentality. This is a whole teaching on itself. A farmer clears the land. Clear yourself from all unnecessary things or unnecessary weight and sin. Clear yourself from it. The farmer looks for the seed. Go for the word of God. Plant it. The farmer waters it with prayer. Waters it with meditation. With the sun. Let it start speaking up. And at that point, the farmer needs to be consistent with the water, the fertilizer, the supply of nutrients for the tree to grow up. And sometimes the farmer has a prosperity mind. So he does not just grow 1 acre, he extends it to 10 acres. And every day he's working in the farm. While some people are sitting in their cars, while some people on their bicycle, so some people are playing with news. Let's not play as a Christian. You must be planting your seeds. What types of seeds have you been planting? You must be planting the first of all is love. Love is the first thing you plant. People will hate you. People will say things to you. Shake them with the love of God. Let them know that the love of God compasses all understanding. Compasses everything. Show them the love of God. Oh, somebody say, Pastor, there are a lot of things. And I say, show them the love of God. When you show them the love of God, God will also show you his love. When you show others the love of God, God will also love you. He will set his love upon you. You will be the apple of his eyes. Yeah. Oh yeah. And when you operate in love, you are always protected. Because there is no evil coming out from your heart. And when there is no evil coming out of your heart, you can see the hand of God upon your life. It is your own should be your engine man. Your own can be your engine man. Your own can be your engine man. Because if I didn't account for it, you are doing myself a man. Love has taken over you. Sometimes you will be hurt, sometimes you will be sad, sometimes you will be bored, sometimes you will be angry. In all this, let the love of God win you by. Sometimes God will be struggling with you in the room. You think you want to do something and retaliate, but God says, show love still. You want to do something, God says, show love still. Then you come out to show love. And the devil loses. What are some of the things you should do? Patience. Many ministers are not patient. So the gift does not grow. When a fruit, like a mango, you block it before it is ripe, I mean probably ripe, and you block it, what do you do to it again? You hide it again. But when it is ripe and you take it, you start eating it. When it is not ripe with you, some of you are not ripe yet. It's time for you to wait on God. The Bible says when you wait on Him, He will renew your strength. He will empower you. God. He will empower you and He will renew your strength. Patience. Oh, some of us were not patient at all. For us to preach about patience, God has worked on our hearts. My own shout I pray God works on your heart. Patience. 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 Have to shame at that time. One of the things you need to grow is also prayer. Yesterday I taught you, God will bring somebody to teach you prayer. Not that person will be there every day to teach you prayer, but for you to carry on with your prayer life. When you are here, wake up early in the morning, wake up at dawn, anytime you come and start speaking in tongues. Kabanda Shapara, Madore Masapara. I thought some people are going to follow me and speak in tongues too. Kabendo Sapara, Lemanta Kateria, Ramaso Kataya, Rameto Kupara, Rande Sotekataya, Rande Masapara. The hand of God. You become a friend of God. Oh my God. You become a friend of God. And if anointing begins to work in you, I declare upon you, may the power of God begin to work inside you. Amen. And it will be evident before all men. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, one of the fruits, or one of the seeds you should plant, is you should plant godliness. Godliness. Godliness is like a seed for you that will not make you fall. When you are not even happy, love the things of God. Come to church. When you are even sad, come to church. When you have a broken heart, come to church. Godliness is what keeps you in God. And by that basis, you give God the time to make you convert from godliness to righteousness. You need to be godly. You need to be God. So that when everybody is not there, you'll be thinking about God. You'll be thinking about what you can do for His way, what you can contribute. You'll be thinking about the things of God. You'll be there and tell your pastor, I think we should add this to the church before we have the church. You'll be thinking, look, there are people God is speaking to them, but they aren't giving the ideas. Because the devil speaks louder and overcomes God's voice. Maybe something God is telling you is what is going to spark something here. Because of maybe you said it or you say it and something happened, because of that you are keeping everything inside you. Godliness. The God factor. I love God. I love God. So that when you meet that boy or you meet that girl, no matter whatever you say, no, I love God. I want to stay in God. Sometimes you can even be back, you can even backslide in that relationship. But because you love God, see, it will bounce you back. That's why I say godliness is very important. Because it gives God the room for you to migrate to righteousness. Ah, you see that the things you used to do, you'll be reducing them, you'll be running low in them. And that is the sign that you are getting better in God. When you grow this or you plant these things, and you grow, what manner of person will you become? You become a big tree like Jesus said. Many birds, many human beings will come under the tree and receive refreshing. Somebody did not shout into that. Yeah. Many people come under you and receive the grace of God. may not be time when you begin to be used by God in a unique way that your own friends are school. You are a lady. You are young. One day, one of my daughters, they were in school. And then she asked all her friends to join them so that they should pray. You know, she has never done that. And then they started praying. Oh, she was praying. So by the time you realize all the people were quiet and you were all looking at her. When you are spiritual, God anoints you above others. So those of you, when you are praying, you are not around. When you are teaching, you are not around. Some of you are doing things for others to be more spiritual than you are spiritual. You play instrument for others to be spiritual. You play instrument for others to enter into the spirit. And even for your pastors to prophesy, what about you? They are gay. You need to also gain. Somebody, are you here with me? Yeah. Receive the gift of the spiritual. Yeah. I shall receive the gift of the spiritual in prosperous. As you do that, you see God recognize us. From glory to glory, you will shine more better and better and better. I know it will not be easy, but you will get it better and better. And sometimes too, I can see somebody prophetically, your life is like a farm. You are already having some fruits. And some trees growing, and suddenly God puts fire on it. Burn all of them because He knows it has no future for you. Some of you are playing games with God and you think that is a tree that is good enough. God says, no, I won't do that for you. So God takes everything away from you and makes you one. It's like now you are nobody. Now you don't even know who you are. Then God begins to arrange you. Because when that misanthropic boy came into your life, all that he was teaching you was. Was teaching you unnecessary things. So God now have to position your mind. God has to now show you things. And you see, you believe it, your whole home, you will be the only example. Because through you, God is bringing prosperity. You will get one of them will join and say, I want to come to church with you. You will get one of them will say that, I want you to pray for me. That is what we see. You are prosperous. Today, we do not talk only about physical prosperity, which God has mandated you for. We have also spoken about spiritual authority. Spiritual blessings God is also giving you. May God cause you to prosper. May God cause you to prosper. Rise up on your feet.
Rise up on your feet. I want you to begin to pray for your church. Begin to pray. Ask God, God bless this church. Make all our members prosperous. Wealthy spiritually, wealthy physically. Can you imagine, David? You yourself now you buy your house, everything. How you be tapping into the blessings of God. This puppet. The people who bought this puppet, every time I preach here, they get their share. They get their share. This going to keep my parents a proper investment. Ready? Come on, I want to hear you pray. Speak to the Lord. Maybe you need something for me. Kabado Shekina. Mandoro Shekina. Just give me an answer. Let me ask God that people do. I don't know what prophet that is going to be tomorrow. The anointing oil will be coming around. If you are listening to me online and you have anointing oil, get your anointing oil. Just anoint yourself. You're about to pray. Let me declare prosperity for you. This is our year of prosperity. That's what God said. Pray. Be patient, therefore, bringing unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patient for it. Pray, O God, but kindly be with patience. You see your friends, they are in relationship that they are getting money, they are getting this and that. That means you should also run to one. No, don't take that decision. Don't take that decision. You take decisions by prayer. You take decisions by consultation with your pastors and people can guide you. There's no need to anything at all. Come on, pray. Ayakakataya. My house shall be a house of prayer. Rabasokataya. Labashataya. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our church will prosper. Everyone in our church. Receive the seed of wealthiness, spiritual and physical. Oh my God, my God, my God. I see an angel with a stretched wing. Just one angel. It covers
and he gets out of his room. I see him standing in the middle like this, stretched with wings. The hand of God is here. As many of you as believe, to them they become. When you believe, you become. Today, I declare over your church, let the windows of prosperity open. And let wealth be released to this church. Wealth for the people of God. We declare every agent of Satan that contends with God's people, that speaks and speak negatively against their minds, that they will not walk into the presence of God. I curse that voice. I curse that voice in the name of Jesus. And I declare the presence of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit will speak to you from today. As the angel flaps the wing, I see the symbol of a song flow into the hearts of those people. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Receive that to your innermost being. You are called to prosper. Your church is called to prosper. We are wealthy. You are called to be wealthy because you are the covenant of God. God is using you to save the world. God is using you to change the world. That is who you are. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. When I become more wealthy physically, that temptation makes people exist out of the spiritual prosperity. When people are prosperous, the temptation makes them exist out of God's prosperity, out of the spiritual prosperity, and soon they start dying one step at a time, one step at a time. Everything is a game for them, everything is a mind for them. But you are praying, I say, Lord, you have made me wealthy today. I am a wealthy person spiritually and physically. But I pray, whenever I try to move out of the spiritual prosperity, Lord, save me for myself. When I become physically prosperous, Lord, save me for myself. Begin to pray that prayer right now. Come on, pray. Let my sakata. What also can I? Let the tabarandos. When I become rich, when I become prosperous, when things are flowing well for me, I will not lose sight of who I am. Reke parando sapa, repasoka parandeko, ramatoko polo sapa, rebeka parandere maso, rabo sakaya. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Don't lose sight. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that trap. God has made you wealthy. You are wealthy in beauty. Don't let the beauty deceive you. Remember the one who gave it to you. Remember the one who gave you the money in your pocket. Remember the one who gave you that job. Remember the person who gave you that anointing. Remember the one who gave you that grace. Remember the one who forgave you of all your sins. Remember him. And give him what is due him. In worship, in obedience, in your body, in your flesh, that you will honor him, that you will glorify him. Oh, everything will pass away. Everything is passing away. But the word of God is not passing away. Child of God, hold on to the word. Hold on to your prayer. Hold on to your patience. Hold on to your godliness. Hold on to your righteousness. Hold on to your wealthiness. God is giving you that job because of his word. God is prospering you and your children because of his word. God is taking you far because of his word. Don't forget it. Many people are forgetting it. The same people who cried on God 10 years ago. The same people who cried on God 5 years ago, 20 years ago. Now they are wealthy. That you will reach the top there and fall. Oh, what a pain. That will not be your portion. That will not be your portion. That will not be your portion. Somebody shout, that will not be my portion. That will not be my portion. Just begin to grant people the oil. Tap into the oil now. Tap into the oil. Repatakata babasaka. Ayatale beshapalabalabasaka.
save the church. The church may not be perfect. The pastors may not be perfect. We may not be perfect, but we are the child. We are the children of God. And His grace compasses us. And the mercy of God is in our heart. The grace is in our heart. The Bible said it is not of your works. Least you boast of yourself. It is by the grace of God. It is by the grace of God you are who you are. It is by the grace of God you are who you are. It is by the grace of God you are who you are. Don't make that mistake of that rich man. Oh. Look up. Say, see what I have. See all that my hands have done. God said, you foolish man. Today I'll take away your soul. And that was the end for him. That was the end. Fear God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship the Lord. You want us in His presence right now.
Wrap me in Your arms.
Come on, wrap
me. Wrap me in Your arms.
I'm going to wrap you.
Wrap me in Your arms.
Thank You, Lord. Asakata
nemeri amiyana. Wrap me in Your arms. Nene shata na. Wrap me in Your arms. Wrap me in Your arms.
In Your house, thank You for anointing us with the wisdom of wealth and prosperity. Thank You for taking us from glory to glory. Thank You, Holy Spirit. I give You praise. I can smell prosperity. Prosperity has come upon you. I see someone, John, I see you being seated on a prosperity chair. I see some people, you are sitting under a light throne. I see some of you, light is being cast on you. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus. May you be visited by the angels of God that are here. And may the touch of this oil, may your life get better into prosperity in the name of Jesus. Those of you who don't have jobs, receive your jobs. Those of you who are looking for academic support, receive every help that you need. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you who are traveling, receive the blessings of God. May the iron doors be open for you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Paul Reagan. We're excited you join us at live conference and the Lord teaching us a lot and directing our hearts how we should order our steps and God corrects you. He loves you. I believe you take this sermon seriously and position yourself for prosperity and to understand the reason why God is blessing you and giving you all that you have. May the Lord lift you and increase you. As we are about to take our offerings, let me pray for you. I want you to take a prophetic seed and let's pray. Father, I pray over these offerings. I pray that it become a blessing for your people. Cause it to be a seed in their fertile soil. Let it yield results for them. Let it give them life and not death. Let it give them prosperity spiritually and physically. Lord, bless them with material blessings and give them equally the wisdom to control those things. That your kingdom will be pushed. That the number one problem of your church, which is finance, will be broken. I pray that you raise a new generation of thinkers who will use their academics to push the church, who will use their wealth to push the church, who will use whatever they have to cause your people to be blessed. Oh Lord, let there be a season whereby all those in the farms, all those in the fields will rise up and look to you, oh Zion, the great mountain. For upon mountain Zion there shall be deliverance, and the house and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Lord, and I know that you have done it for these ones. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. Can now send your offerings and be blessed more. Thank you, and we'll see you again tomorrow. We're excited. Tomorrow we are having mini harvest, and also we have Prophet Alex Osebon coming to bless us. It's going to be a great time of the prophetic, and your lives will never be the same. I'm already enjoying myself in live conference. God bless you, and see you tomorrow. Bye.